This week in West Virginia history, on September 6th, 1980, singer John Denver and some 50,000 West Virginia University fans belted out a rousing rendition of Country Roads to dedicate New Mountaineer Field in Morgantown. The big day also marked the first game for the new football coach, Don Nealon. WVU's 41-27 victory over Cincinnati would be the first of 149 wins at WVU for Nealon, who was on his way to becoming the most successful coach in school history and a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. New Mountaineer Field replaced the old one, built in 1924, on the downtown campus. The new stadium initially seated 50,000, but expansions increased it to 63,500. The stadium's largest crowd, some 70,000 fans, showed up in 1993 to watch WVU beat Miami of Florida to win its first Big East Conference title in the midst of an undefeated regular season. In the 90s, luxury skyboxes were added and the Caperton indoor facility was completed, allowing teams to practice regardless of weather. In 2003, the stadium was renamed in honor of benefactor Mylon Puskar, while the playing field is still known as Mountaineer Field. For more information on Mountaineer Field, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.